Renegades Lawn Care. This is Liz.
Hey, Liz. It's Amy Nelson. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late. I had a call before you that kind of ran over.
That's okay. You called. That's all that matters.
I appreciate it. So, happy Wednesday.
Right? But my day, but everybody likes Wednesday, but unfortunately I work till Saturday, so.
Yeah. Sunday,
it ain't the middle
Monday.
Of my work week yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you're a mom, and I'm a football mom, and I'm a mom, and I have this job, and I have a side business, and it's just never ending. There are no days off, period.
Yeah. I'm a parent too. I have a little one, and I helped raise my niece, so I know all about that too.
You know, all about it, exactly. So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, it's a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
Grateful. So what questions do you have? I'm looking over Daniel's notes. By the way, he does have COVID. He's at the doctor right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's all right. We'll be all right. He was really bad, so they gave him
there's just not enough information about it, so I feel bad for anybody that gets it because in a blink of an eye,
yeah,
it can destroy your world. They don't know enough about it. I don't believe the crap that they're spitting about it.
I'm with you.
And I don't trust the shot.
Me neither.
I don't trust it enough. And you know, I hope he gets helped by a doctor. I really do. But I still don't trust it because there's not enough about it. We don't know what the hell this really is, and they can say they do all they want, but I don't believe
mm-hmm.
that crap.
I don't believe it either. It hasn't been around long enough.
And I don't trust it. I don't trust the shot because you haven't cured AIDS, you haven't cured cancer, you haven't cured a bunch of other stuff.
To me, an immunization, if they're calling it an immunization, you know, then that is something that cures that. Like, okay, it took them how long to develop the polio immunization? And it is obsolete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has not cured it. It is literally a shot. It is not an immunization. You're not going to convince me it is. Like, I'm not taking it. I'm with
right.
you 100%.
So,
absolutely.
I have a lot of people that are on my side about it, and then I have people that are like, you need to do it. It'll protect
no.
you. And I'm just like, you know what?
What? Everybody's
no.
still getting
sick. I'll fight it my own way.
Exactly.
I do what I do so that
exactly.
I don't get the crap, but I mean,
exactly.
there's...
If I'm going to die,
it's being, to me, it's being more spread by the people that are gotten the shots than it is from people that
exactly.
didn't get it. But that's my personal opinion about that situation.
Because they think that they've had it, so they think that they it gives them the opportunity just to do whatever they want. But it's, you know, like
yeah.
it's our world too, bro, you know?
I get that totally.
We're all the same
yeah. Don't get me started about the government either, because I got a whole world full of that shit. I tell you
aww.
What, I mean, with the way gas prices are and all this crap, I don't know how the hell he's helping, but that's beside
oh,
the point.
God.
But, yeah, from Daniel's notes, I spoke to my brothers. We want to try it. So I don't know what you need from me on how to get it started. I know he told me, there's a fee for doing a background check and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do that,
okay.
but I do have a few questions about the background check.
Okay.
Like if I don't if for some strange reason I don't qualify,
mm-hmm.
My brother Michael or Keith would then be the next one to do it, but are we going to be charged again
no,
another
absolutely
not. Fee?
Absolutely
okay.
not. And you might as well just submit everybody all at once. You might as well.
Okay.
It doesn't cost, the cost is never going to go up or change. Like say you add 10 more face-to-face employees in 6 months.
Oh, that would never happen. That will never happen.
Say,
I don't want to be like
did.
The other companies
you know
that I worked for.
It's never going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but I don't
want to
be like the other
charge.
Companies that I work for. I don't want to do that. Simple fact is there will always be one of us three on the job site with our other employees
that.
When we get other employees. This way the customers always have one of us to talk to. I do not want my employees talking to the clients, nor do I want to be sitting behind a desk the whole entire time and not be out on the field, being able to talk to the customer, being able to meet them face to face to ease their comfort and all
yeah.
that. I mean, that to me is a better way of how to run a business. That's just my personal opinion.
I agree.
Due to the fact that the companies I have worked for and, you know, they're more shadier because they're all ran from behind the scenes, and it ain't right and it ain't fair. So.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%.
So what I need to know is what all you need to know from myself, Michael, and from Keith, because we all have the same last name.
No worries.
I do go out, but I meet the clients and have them sign contracts. I don't do the work, per se, so, but, you know, I'm the one that mostly talks to the clients, and I know, Danny had mentioned whoever talks to the clients the most, and that's me. Michael really doesn't talk because he's handicapped.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's why I had to ask these few questions, but we want to try it. We want to do it. We want to give it a chance because, I mean, we're hesitant about it, but he's telling me you're nothing like Angie's Leaves. I don't know if you know who they are.
Oh, familiar.
We tried with them at first and, I mean, we got burned. We got burned bad. We were told it was only $8 fee if you got the client. Come to find out, it was anywhere from $25 to $30 some, and they sent it to multiple people.
Yes.
So you had to call within the first 15 minutes, and I can't do that if I'm in a business meeting or I'm, like, going to a customer's house, sitting down with them, explaining our stuff to them. I can't just, like, drop the phone and call. And he said that's something that you guys can guarantee that won't happen. So
Correct. That's
part of our hesitation, but I mean, it's not you guys. You have to understand we got burned.
I do.
So, but we want to try it. But that's why I had to ask those few questions. Like, does it have to be Keith? Does it have to be Mike?
No.
You know, do we get charged multiple prices? Because that's something we're not cool with, is being charged, having hidden fees is what I should say.
There's none. There are none.
Okay.
Absolutely
okay.
Zero. I give you my word. As a woman, as a business owner myself, I have my own side business. I give you my word. Absolutely not. Absolutely no hidden fees. No hidden costs whatsoever. I've sit over via text one time because I know I've got the note here. Only text one time. And I sent it over via email. The application.
Well, no, that wasn't for you guys. And I need to have Celine and Ia kind of fix that. It wasn't towards you guys. What had happened is other people through Local Splash, I guess, because I'm trying to send videos to Celine because we went ahead and we upgraded our website through you guys.
Yep, I see that.
So what ended up happening is everybody from Local Splash was calling all at once. Like, in one day I had six people trying to call me, and they weren't just calling my personal phone.
Right.
They were also calling the business phone. And I had a customer, I'm standing there, and both of my phones are going off at the same time. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, I do apologize. You know, I explain I'm the person that behind the scenes that does all the phone calling and talking. This is why you're meeting with me. And it just got real annoying because, like, it was within 3 hours, I had gotten four calls. And it was the same, you know, the one kept calling like three times in a row. They would call my personal, then they would call the business, then they would call the person, because they left the same voicemail. That's why I got peed off, because I'm like, I'm standing there with a customer and they're like, is there an emergency? And I'm like, I had to explain, because it wasn't an emergency. It wasn't my family. It wasn't my something happened to my daughter. You know, it was kind of like embarrassing in a way, because it was like, you know, are we that busy that we don't have time to cut out for our customer kind of thing? And that's where, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was like a blindside. I'm like, oh my God. So I texted, Sienna, and I told her, I was like, can you, you know, could y'all please stop blowing up my phone? I'm already talking to people. Stop, you know, like I explained to Danny, it's nothing against nobody.
Right.
I like talking to certain people because if I establish a relationship with you, I'd like to keep you instead of talking to like five other people. I like to be able to contact, like, Celine. She's the one that does my website. Ia, if I have stupid questions or if I have issues, she helps me figure out what we can do, how we can address it. Because I've had people call me trying to get me away from Local Splash. And I've forwarded that all to Ia and Celine, you know, wanting y'all help me. But it was
right.
never any intentions towards you or towards Danny.
No, I didn't take
you know.
It like that at all. And I want you to understand, Liz, you can always contact me. You have my direct phone number and extension line. But as far as this goes, when you have questions for LSA, those are going to go to Patricia. So Patricia is
okay.
going to be the person that you're primarily going to be dealing with on that. And she is
okay.
the one who's going to do the client interview for you on that. She's the one
okay.
who's going to be your contact for LSA. So she'll be, when you speak with her tomorrow, she will be the one that giving you her direct phone number and extension line, and you'll be connecting directly with her. Okay?
Okay.
But if you prefer me, that's no problem. You can contact me. If I don't have the answer, then I will have her call you. We absolutely
okay.
understand. I didn't take it personal at all, and I don't blame you one bit. I had one guy. One time they called this guy. He signed up two businesses, and he literally called me, and he said, Amy, if you do not stop them from calling me, I am canceling both businesses. And he had huge accounts with us. He was spending like $700 a month each account, okay? And he was like, it is too much. Sometimes it, I don't know what happens. I think it's a glitch in the system. Like it'll go through multiple queues and each of them is trying to do their job. So they're calling without realizing that the person who's a couple desks over is also making that same phone call. So I completely
yeah.
get it. And I'm going to leave that note in there because then you always get back. Like you called me right back as soon as you were available. You're super good about that. So we just leave it like that so other people know if you need to speak with Liz, call one time. She'll get back to you when she can. Like you're not a person who ignores those phone calls because your business is important.
No, I don't.
To you.
And it's because I'm trying to build a business here. I mean, we are new. We decided to get away from those jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is part of the reason why there will always be myself, my brothers, one of us three on the jobs with however many employees we have.
Mm-hmm.
One of us will always be on the job so that we're able to talk to the customer because
right.
a lot of my customers actually like that about us. And
mm-hmm.
we're upfront about everything.
Yep.
And that's something other companies don't because there's always
mm-hmm.
hidden things. I've
yep.
worked for them. I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They lie and then they hit
yep.
the customer at the end. I don't want to do that.
Yep.
I don't want to be shady. I
yep.
want to build a business so that I don't have any non-5-star clients.
Right.
I want all 5 stars.
Right.
And right now I do have one that's being a little brat, but I'm not asking her to leave me a review either.
Right.
She's, you know, I don't even know how to start with that lady.
We all have
She's the only,
we all
she, out of
them,
out of the 18 customers I have,
mm-hmm.
she is the only one
mm-hmm.
that twisted my words against me and said, you said it was included. And I said, no, ma'am. I told you I'd get back to you in July with the price
mm-hmm.
on trimming your trees.
Right.
But I will trim them in June for you, and then
mm-hmm.
I will put the price on the July bill, but let you know in June that we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And she twisted my freaking words,
that's
and she's refusing to pay
cool
me now.
You. Why is she being a stinker? Man.
I don't know. She's got so many damn properties.
Uh-huh.
And she has a couple other lawn care services. It's like she's trying to figure out who she wants, and I think she just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's trying to get pennies on a dollar
uh-huh.
service, and
uh-huh.
for a tree company here in Florida, I don't know where you guys are based out of, but a tree company is even step foot on your property, it's automatic $100. There
mm-hmm.
is no under $100 fee. And me telling her, listen, I'll charge you a one-time fee of $50 just to trim it up so since we're
mm-hmm.
taking over the contract.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's refusing. She's like, well, you said it was all included in the mowing. I was like, no, that's
mm-hmm.
a separate service. It even
yeah.
says it on our flyer. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, you have to, it sucks when we get those people, but I'm very much like you. I mean, Daniel was like, you're going to love her. She's fantastic. Liz is so great. And I see why, because we're very much the same. We shoot from the hip. We say exactly what it is. We don't BS around. You know what I mean? Like, we just, this
you
is
can't,
it.
But you can't anymore.
No,
I mean,
you can't.
Too many companies burn people.
Exactly.
And if you don't be upfront with them and just be honest with them,
mm-hmm.
you're going to lose it. And, I mean, of
yeah.
course, those companies that are doing it are the big companies. And they could care less if they lose a couple people because
yeah.
they're like, oh, I can just get it couple more because they've been around for so long. And I don't like doing, to me, that's dirty business. Mm-hmm. I don't like dirty business.
I agree. Absolutely. So one thing I do want to go over with you, though, he has you in here for the lawn care category. He doesn't have you down for trees.
Oh.
So.
Is that going to cost more?
Well, give me just a moment. Let me get in here. Give me just a second here. Because he has you at the $20 lead, it is for the lawn. Oh, yeah. Trees is, yeah. It's a lot more. Okay. So, yeah, I don't even want to
say. We also do storm removal.
Okay. So this is the thing that I would suggest. Is giving this, yeah, I don't even want to tell you the number. I don't even want to tell you the number. The cost is because of where you're at. You're in Lehigh. That's why you're in Florida. So the cost per lead for, but what this does cover, it does cover all the tree services. So, if there's any tree service that you don't offer, you could still get those leads. I see why he went with the lawn care because that is the primary service. And then once you're already there, then you can, go ahead and secure some of those tree jobs. So that completely makes sense to me why he did that. The cost per lead for trees is $102.67 per lead. So, doesn't seem like it's going, if you wanted tree, lawn, are you doing landscaping as well?
We do small landscaping, but I mean,
okay.
I'd rather keep it on the cheap end right now since
exactly.
Like I said, we only have X amount of clients and some of them are just small yards where literally our whole price of $25 we start out, we have a bunch of those that we literally do for $25. So, and with only having 18 clients, it's not like we're banking in thousands of dollars. So,
and I completely agree and support that 100%. And then if you want to add, we call these verticals. Okay. So say, let me just give you an example. If you ever went with the tree vertical, it's going to cover you for, so whenever there's multiple verticals that a client is eligible for, so you're eligible for landscape, you're eligible for lawn care, you're eligible for tree, we take it at the highest one and then you get all the other ones underneath it. So it doesn't cost you for each individual. You would get a mix of those. But since you're starting with the lawn care, that's probably already going to, people are going to find you there for the storm cleanup and things like that because that's what they're searching. And I would have no doubt that you're going to get some tree jobs in there just because it's the nature of the beast for what it is that you're offering. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but I definitely suggest you going with the low end. That's at $20 a lead, and then I think your grand total is, once you guys have been approved, it's not today. Today is just the application fee of the $250. And then that sets your leads at $20 a lead. Your minimum monthly budget is at $261. And that gives you 13 Google guaranteed leads. And you do get the tracking and reporting with that. You get the specific Google call tracking number for the Google guarantee. So, you know, for a fact, it's a Google guarantee client that's calling you and all of those calls are recorded. So if there was ever a dispute with a call, say, it was a spam or solicitation call, say it was a service that you don't offer, say it was outside of your service area, then you're not charged for those. That's where those go in, and that's why Google has this call tracking situation in place, is to ensure that you don't fall upon the same type of situations that you had with Angie's and HomeAdvisor, Porch.com, House.com, all those paper lead services do it the same way. What they do is purchase a position from Google themselves in the ad spot, which they're not allowed even in the Google guarantee position, and they're not allowed in the local. So the two spots that we are listing you in, they're not even allowed to purchase it. These are strictly for local service providers. So you're in a really sweet spot right here. From you,
the only thing I do hate about it is if we do like discuss price or if we do discuss me going out there and then we don't get it, that's the only thing that kind of hurts us a little bit is $20, we don't get the contract. That's
right.
Where we're kind of like, that's where my problem comes in
right.
A little bit because if I'm not getting the contract, I get why y'all charge us the $20, but then we're out $20, and then that takes away from our monthly profit. And I was speaking to Danny about that, and, you know, that's my only problem with it.
Right.
I think there should be something that if we do not get seal the deal, you know, I think Google should reimburse us that way for someone who does want us, and that way you guys are getting your fee on top of us getting a client.
Right.
But I get why they do what they do in order to do this, but I mean, that is my only hesitation. Because there, with Angie's leads, we had over 27 people that I talked to. I got one person out of that. They wanted to charge me $1,250.
No.
Yes.
You know that there's a class action lawsuit against that company for the way they practice business, right, Liz?
Yes, and I'm going to jump on board due to the fact that on that because this was kind of why when Local Splash called me, they happened to call me the day that I had cussed out.
You're not a lot of fun when you're cussing people out either. I can guarantee that. I can tell we have enough of the same type of personality. Anybody in that brain might want to just move on out.
But I gave Local Splash the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, all right, I'll listen to you out. I was like, but I want to tell you, I swear to God, y'all burned me. I was like, you're not going to like me, but
exactly.
They haven't done it. So I'm very happy about that. So, but yeah, it's just kind of funny how Local Splash and us got together because literally the day that I cussed out Angie's lead, y'all called and it's just like, okay. Because,
well,
I mean, I was heated because we literally got one person and they wanted the $1,250. I told them to take it and shove it. I said, I'm not paying it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Because, and then the messed up part about that is, though, is a lot of times I've noticed with these people, too, they'll do it and then you'll go through all the steps and then they don't want you anyways, they're just going to go back to their lawnmower. We've had a lot of that with Angie Lee. So that's another thing that kind of scares me with going with this. But I'm going to try it. I'm at least going to give it a chance. So
I think you're going to love it, Liz. I need to schedule the client interview with Miss Patricia. So this is what I've sent you, email and text of the application. It gives you all of the steps there. So what you're going to do is you're going to jump into that application. You're going to fill it out to the best of your ability. And then the call with Miss Patricia, what this is her explaining anything that you needed further explanation on within the application. Pardon me, or any further questions that you have within those steps. The application is very simple, and it's very self-explanatory. We have all of the instructions in there. It's not like guesswork at all. We try to make it as simple as possible on our clients. But what time tomorrow do you want to set that client interview with Patricia, or do you want to set it for Friday?
I need to do Friday.
Okay, what time? Oh, hold on.
3 in the afternoon.
Hold on. Let me make sure I have one. Give me a minute. I have something. Okay. Hold on. Can I have a Google Guarantee LSA CI on Friday, please? Okay. They're going to go ahead and answer me on that. Okay. So I've got... When you do the application, my suggestion to you, of course, is to go ahead and put you and your brothers down on there. It's not that one over the other is going to be approved or anything like that. I just think it's better just to have everybody go ahead and have everybody approve. What if you're out one day? What if you're ill? What if you take a vacation? There's a lot of what ifs in there. Go ahead and put the brothers down on there, too, just so everybody's already completely approved. Okay?
Okay.
I'm waiting on him to respond, for them to respond back to me as far as this appointment time goes. I'm looking here, the card that I have on file, is this the card that we're going to be charging? The one ending in 0966, the Visa?
No.
Okay. Let me go ahead. So the Visa that we have on file currently, you are going to want the regular reoccurring payment staying on there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me just a minute. Let me copy and paste this information over. Give me 1 minute. Hold on. Let's go here. Okay. 12. Oh, stupid. Computers only do what you tell them to, Amy. I call it stupid, but they only do what you tell them to, you know? Oh, man. Okay, the cards you're putting on file, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And is the billing address the 2118 Northeast 22nd Place in Cape Coral?
Nope, this is the business card.
Okay, give me 1 second. Hold on, I got to pull. I don't want you to have to repeat anything, so give me just a minute. I'm going to pull all the information that I have and set it somewhere else for just a minute, because then I can just pop it back in when we're done. Okay, billing address first, please.
2501 32nd Street, Southwest, Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Southwest.
And Lehigh Acres is two words.
Okay.
33976.
Got it.
Okay, what else do you need?
Hold on. You need this space right here. Okay, I got that. 2501 32nd Street Southwest, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33976.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready for the card. Go ahead.
4013. Mm-hmm. 8800 mm-hmm. 01 mm-hmm. 67 mm-hmm. 3062.
Expiration.
And it literally says 02 of 24.
Okay.
And do you need the numbers on the back?
I do.
290. And the card's name is Renegade Lawn Care.
Got it. LLC or just Renegade Lawn Care?
Nope, just Renegade Lawn Care.
Got it. Okay. All right, so I'm going ahead and I'm charging the $250 application fee. That is coming through right now. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go.
I'll get an alert in a minute.
Okay. 7 and PST, I can come in and do it. No, I need a, you said 3 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am.
12 p.m.
My time.
Yeah,
I don't know what time zone you are.
I'm in California. I'm 3 hours behind you. Okay. So what she's saying is that she's actually out of the office on Friday. She's only available from, like, wait a minute. She's typing. Maybe she's going to give me a new option. You see the three dots going and going and going. Oh, man. Okay, let me go back and change this.
The only other date I have available would have to be like a late, like in the evening on Monday. Tomorrow I have way too many homes.
Okay.
To visit in order to get paid for July, in order for me to even.
Okay. She's getting back to me right now. Give me just a second here. Let's see.
But you did say I can still call you and Danny, right?
She's going to do it.
Okay.
Yes, she's going to do it. Oh, you're amazing. You're amazing. Let me tell her. I'll put it right now. I'll put it right now in your calendar. Perfect. Okay. Yes. You can always call myself or Daniel. Absolutely. 100%. We're always here to answer any questions for you. But I'm going to go ahead and set that for Friday at 12. It'll be 12 p.m. PST, so 3 p.m. So we leave about a 30-minute time frame for that phone interview, and her name is Trisha.
That's fine.
She's going to be contacting you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So outside of that, unless you have any more questions for me, then we're good to go.
No, once I look at the application and I start to fill it out, if I have any questions, I will call you. I will be honest with you. I will call.
Sure.
Or you or Danny. Hopefully he gets better, like I said.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be open and honest with you. Depending on how Patricia is, I'm not saying she's a bad person. I don't know her yet. But I might still call you and Danny. I'm just letting you know that now, because when I establish a relationship with somebody, I kind of like to keep it. So,
yep.
But I have your extension. I have Danny's. And like I said, thank you. Thanks for answering my dumb questions.
You're not dumb at all.
So basically, I have to fill out the application 3 times, right?
I believe that you can input everybody's information onto the same application. That's the idea.
Okay, so everybody can go on the same app. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just want to write that down. Everyone on same app. Okay.
Okay.
Application. All right. Thank you, Miss Amy, for taking the time. Sorry I missed you yesterday, and I ended up being in a business meeting, and we were playing phone tag, me and your hubby.
Yeah, no worries.
But thank you again for doing this. I look forward to this, and... if I have any questions, I'll give you a jingle.
Absolutely, and I would look forward to speaking with you. You have a great week, okay?
You too, and again, I hope he gets better.
I absolutely will let him know. I did. I went right after you told me that. I went in there and I was like, "You're right. I love her." He's he was in the bathtub, you know. He's like, "She's pretty great." Oh, and I'm like, "Yeah, she's really great." You know, well, she said to tell you she hopes you feel better. He's all, "Thanks." Like,
I do. I don't, like I said, I don't ever want to see anybody come down with it. I get he's at the doctor, but I'm hoping they can give him something to help him, because I just don't trust the crap, and I don't wish it upon anybody, and I really do hope he gets better, because I wouldn't want to see, you know, anything happen to somebody that's very nice. I'd rather be all the dumbass mean people in the world. They get it, and I could care less about them, but, you know, that's how I feel.
All right.
But well, you have a great rest of your day. All righty. Thank you, Miss Amy. Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.